Red Dwarf Season 9, Episode 3, Back to Earth, Part 3. Initiating landing procedure. Stand by. Everyone stand by. Cabin crew, prepare for landing. Two decrypts commencing. All personnel position. Everyone return from the restroom. Check. All little tables folded away. All check. Seatbelts on. All check. Winkers to shut down. Landing gear down. Requesting landing line. Suggest left. And traffic pattern, sir. Towards the landing light effortless. At the end of the street. Plane brakes now. Velocity decreasing. Rev 2000 dwindling. Low pavement in sight. Lane lights locked. Stand by. With in to stop. Good luck, everybody. Handbrake in danger. Ignition off. Whoa. Wow. Made a good landing. Well done, everybody. Okay, doors to manual. Check. Just park your own time, gentlemen. What a sort of goddamn place is this? This is the worst of Rimmerworld. Get out of town. This is brilliant. This is just like where I grew up, except there's less burning cars. I found out where Mr. Charles is from this information droid. Salutations, fellow droid, sir. Looking for director Sir Greg Charles. Can you direct? Perhaps it's overheated. Are you using red, that red? Again, the place instrument into your voice unit. I want you to say, hi, it's me. Where are you? Craig Charles, I'm in the Rover's kid. Why? See you in a minute. Seems to be some sort of malfunction, sirs. Good grief, vandals have stolen the droid's entire hard drive and stuffed envelopes. Create voice unit. What kind of place is this? Let's ask the shop. Let me do the talking, sir. I've studied the dialect. I wait outside. God's car bug. Earthman. And he has deadly smell. Those blue chip butties. Hi, chap. Pale love, sir. Licking for me granny grabbing. Fendering taxi driver. Lloyd Malerny, played by Craig Charles. You think his Rover's burning his lines? Is this some sort of joke? The Rover's well. Stand at the bottom of the stairs and eat your barn cake. We just passed that, weren't we, lads? Coon accent, aye. We were, weren't we? What a load of numpties. Got your keks on there, lads, we're sorted. Quality. Mint. Ta-ra, very much, chap. Pal, love, sir. See ya. Ta-ra, Pat. Good job, chaps. We're so offended, it's frightening. Oi, never guess who has seen, just seen. All your mates from Red Dwarf outside. Yeah, just landed in a little spaceship. It was green. Aye, what was it called? Listen, mate, don't mess about. Got loads of lines to learn. Got to do a massive scene this afternoon. But it's serious, I know that what I saw. Even you were there. I was there? How many have you had? Well, a couple, but listen, I've just seen you. So, hi, ugly, it was definitely you. Hi, guys, what are you doing here? Ah, oh, Mr. Charles, sir. My name's Quentin. The fish is cracked from the television series. Red Dwarf, we really need your help, told you. The only one who can help us, man, I heard about these. They're called flashbacks. Actually, I know they don't exist. Okay, so no need to rub it in. Just give us the address of the weather created us and we'll jump in the starbag, be out of here. Dubber, I just told you. They landed outside the cabin. That's okay. We're not going to get a ticket, are we? We're not here at all. We're here. I know you're not here. All here. Aye, not all here. The rest of us are. Yeah. You see, sir, we're from an alternative dimension. We need answers like, how many episodes do we have left? I don't know how many episodes you've got left. How many? One. Called Back to Earth, Part 3. Script due in a couple of days, blasting. Nothing. We need for news address, bud. We've got to speak to a greeter. We've got to get back to the Priory. I'm glad I got not him. The guy's a wreck. Friends me someone else all day. No way to make a living smeghead. But it's a surprise you didn't find me sooner. Not easy thing to find a greeter. How can we assist you? We want some life smegger. Serious cancellation sequence. Can't revise once it's established. What about all the loose ends? Me and Kalansky. came back home, grew worrying. Did it mean this far less of us as so? A light that burns twice as bright burns half as long. Yeah, but a light that burns half as bright burns four times as long. But a light that burns three quarters as bright and bright fifth creeps as long. The light that burns quarters as bright as a light that goes gone out. I've needed a code light for that. Point you, gentlemen, they've all burned as so very, very brightly and so very, very long, just like the wolf, Red Wolf star itself. Now it lasts forever, not even Banks. What about the Crichton spin-off series? I could be sidekick. Oh, a sitcom. I need a sitcom. I even do a sitcom. Anything, anything to stay alive. What about a show about cats? That would never work. Look, what do you mean, Crichton, thrown back in time, like a new kind of Robin Hood? Every week we get is captured, about to be burnt at the stake of witchcraft, or having some stupid head of each week. Different way, bravery way, bravery way. Rescue him bravely. Alright, sucks, fair enough. The deaths will be magnificent, stunning and beautiful. Shooting script, I've been signed it for you. Trying to escape the destiny, run. I give chase. Move out of my way, move, move. Out of my way, sad and beautiful. Blade Runner, the film which inspired both your creation and your death. Gentlemen, time to die. Come here, you killed me? You're better downright we would. You know how much that you made me suffer? Your life equated for me, all those cheap laughs, all that stuff about Rachel, Fatal Doll, all the jokes about Punch and Fair Kit. Actually, that bit was funny. Sorry, carry on. Do you ever think how I felt to start writing? I say the day, your girlfriend's gorgeous, crazy about me. Before you even think of it, after we bonked each other, she doesn't turn out to be my long-lost sister, damn. How did you know I was thinking that? Because I know how you think. Now write me a happy ending, or we'll take you with us. You can never win. Such thing we die well. You kill me, you moron, you cease to exist. Have you been following in this? Ah, I've been dead for ages, man. Sitting around getting fat, old and fat. Never thought there was anyone out there who was on my side and wanted things to work out. Got a fan club. They named the TCV station after me. Never alone. I just didn't realise it. Now I went off at once. Another life beggar. I killed him. Well, he shouldn't exist. All I wanted was a sitcom. For a sitcom and biscuit factory. But he's too much to ask. I killed him. How can I kill him? That's not me. I don't kill people. I killed him because he made him kill me. Sir, quite in page 19. You killed him, sir, because he made you kill him. It's all in here. He lied to us about our death in the street. That was just to throw us off. He killed us off by getting us to kill him. Now we're going to die too because no one keeps us alive. He's fat, right? Fat. We don't think or feel too well. We neither. Think we're going to check the end, see what happens. Oh yeah. They can write your own end, of course. What written happens, but you're free now. Hey man, feel like a god. Feel like you've got liquid gold coursing through the very vein of my body. Every vein in my body. Hey, we get out of this. As long as we got this, we control the world. We could do whatever we want. I could command my own ship. I could get a currency back. I could get some new sponges. How come I don't get a line? Just gave you one there. I knew you'd be spanked off. I'll show everything. So the rest of your lungs could be one dramatic, realistic wash film of fulfillment. Typos, sorry guys. Really think you can write where you at? You write your own way out of this. Why witch me, baby? Just watch me. You told the world. You do anything he wants. I could if I wanted to. Do this. This is a stop. Yeah, it's an order. Ah, this is brilliance. What's he doing? You get to help me stop him. Stop him, sir. Help me stop him. Ah, it's absolutely awesome. All right, next step. Happy ending. Back off, sir. No way we'd get to him. Whoa, I didn't type that. All that. Hey, I'm not typing this, guys. What happened? Maybe it's not the typewriter controlling our world. Maybe it's something else. What is this, these damn things? Why do I keep making them? Useless. Well, actually, is it, sir? Something inside. Blow. It looks like a squid. Why would I be making squids? There's something else that controls the world. How about it's our combined subconscious? At a time when bass was by the day spare squid, the ocean planet, that thing that attacked us a year ago. Well, hang on a minute. Are you saying the creature in the water tank, the one that inked us, was another despair squid? I don't feel despair. I feel elation, joy. I feel great since I got here. I'm here, I'm somebody. I made me want to live again. Short steps, you hear him and then Kransky. Smell the perfume. I can get her back again. Kids, everything I ever wanted. But the real world, sir, you'd be dying. This isn't real. It felt real. Not in your heart. I know option, Crichton. The only chance I've got to put it getting her back again. Miss Christie's not dead, sir. Those kids are right. I lied to you, sir. She dumped you. So trying to protect you. She's out there somewhere. She's in there somewhere as well. Fact is, she's right behind that door. In this world, she loves me. In the world, the fact is, well, she's going to love me until the moment I die. Not, she's not real. Nobody's perfect. Look, I'm becoming transparent. I'm returning to reality. Me too. So I want to say, what happened here? How happened here? There. Lead diagrams of pointing arrows. But best guess, the natural defences fought back. Previous encounter of the creature must have strengthened our antibodies, which gave us the option to choose between realities. The one that started Kremlin Kate showed up. What if the monkey boy chose not to fight this? Then he won't be coming out. I'm gonna just stay. Seems like you understood about which reality you wish to live in. I'm mulling it over. Would you mind if I ask you a question, Shoot? In your dreams, did you kiss me? Was it good? Never wanted to wake up. They don't. Where are you going? I have to leave, get you back. You feel me? You never get me. I'm out of your league. I thought that too. But I was wrong. You're right. Nah, pretty cool. Don't take any smeg. Even though I'm disgusting, sometimes I'm quite brave. You never get me. Yeah, Will. I mean, explain this. How can me getting anything I ever wanted be called by you to spare link? And I ask it's a creature, so I suggest it's female. Male squid, female squid, what's the difference? Females can do 10 squiddy things at once, but no good at reversing round rocks. Male defence system, ink, it produces spare. But a female ink causes the opposite. What? It gives you joy? That you're acting something, attacking something with tiny inks by giving you Indian antenna massage and a fairy luxury nail treatment. What kind of crazy defence mechanism is that? Dangerous one, sir. But it means you stop attacking it, yeah. And while you're happy with his clappy, his covers, right? Precisely, sir. How did you get on board that kind of brought her? Years ago from the ocean planet. I'm going to geek you, little fishy, because I like you, little fishy. Then she escaped. I knew you guys would go mad, so I didn't say nothing. Boy, she's grown. So what's going to happen to her? I'm thinking shushy time. I'm thinking we drop her off at the nearest ocean world. Make some happy sea life. Happy sea life. What's going to happen to everyone in reality we left? Guys are watching us on TV. Continue to exist as a consequence of us creating them. And our hallucinations, sir. Quantum mechanics. Every decision that makes creates a new universe. All dreams and hallucinations. The multiverse 101. But those suckers that live out the rest of their lives, convinced of the real ones, where they're captures from a TV show. If you told them the truth, you know what they probably do? Laugh, yeah. They probably would. It's cold outside, there's no kind of atmosphere. All alone, more or less. And we fly away from here. Fun. I want to lie. Shipwrecked and comatose, slinking, mayish mango juice, shellfish, shoals, living in my toes. Fun.